Hi, this is Lori Ciccarelli-Stotko, founder of Transforming Lives Advocacy. And today's Take 5 podcast is focused on Take 5 Tips for Snow Travel Safety. I've asked my husband, Steve, hello.
Hi.
To join me because of his snow safety experience. First of all, his professional experience, and secondly, sadly, because of his own personal loss. So share with us first your professional training.
31 years of working and living in the Sierras. I have certification in avalanche, snowcat operation, backcountry survival, and many years of experience.
Thank you. And now share with us your own personal loss.
In 2006, my 19-year-old daughter went missing. And then, after 6 days, we recovered her body. This was in a snowstorm which had been forecast to be the worst in 50 years.
I am so sorry. I do remember this. And because of this personal experience, I appreciate how you are compelled to share some safety tips to avoid any future losses. So share with us your first safety tip.
Number one, heed weather forecasts and weather warnings. There might be blizzards, avalanches, or other dangers.
Thank you. So heed all winter warnings. What is your second tip?
Number two, call the road conditions hotline.
That is really vital. Since we live 25 miles north of where I work, and we do live in the mountains with several snow days, I do call the Caltrans and the Department of Transportation hotlines to understand the road conditions. Many times the roads are closed, or it will say life-threatening conditions, do not travel because of low visibility, there will be whiteout conditions. So that's very, very important to heed all road conditions and call the hotline to get an update. I know there's different ratings. Tell us more about that.
There are three ratings. R1 is two-wheel drive with snow tires is okay. And most tires manufactured today are snow rated. R2, chains are required on two-wheel drive, but four-wheel drive with snow tires are okay. R3, chains are required on four-wheel drive vehicles.
Thank you. So heed all road conditions and call the hotline to get updates. What is your third safety tip?
Number three, personal and car prep. On the personal level, dress appropriately for the weather, even if you want to look cute.
Like I do going to work, but yes, I do dress appropriately as I travel with my snow boots, and then when I get to work, I change.
Start the winter by putting snow chains in your car. Practice installing those chains on your car. You will need a tarp to lie down on the ground, gloves to install the chains. You should also have blankets or a sleeping bag, food, and water in case you become stranded or lost.
Thank you. And you are very good at prepping my car as you have it stocked with a sleeping bag and water and food. So number three, the tip is personal and car preparation for the snow conditions. What is your fourth tip?
Number four, stay put if you become stranded or lost. Shelter is provided by the vehicle, and you're easier to be found.
Right, so shelter in place. I have read that there's evidence-based research that the rate of survival is greater if you stay put. And I do know also that search and rescue recommends that as well, because if they're searching for you and you're moving, they're chasing you. So in general, if you're lost, stay put. What is that saying? Hug a tree? So just stay put. I know that's hard because I'm thinking if I'm lost, I want to get out and get help. But if I'm lost, I don't know where I'm going. So that's a great tip. And what is your fifth tip?
Number five, communicate to others where you're going. Example being, at work, I call my dispatcher when I go into the backcountry and know I'm going to lose communications, at which time I state that I will be in the backcountry for a certain amount of time and communicate after, for example, 3 hours. If I don't call back, send help.
That's a great tip. So communicate. For those of you who live alone, leave a note. I do know that if you go missing, law enforcement, search and rescue will search your house for any tips. And if you leave a note where you've gone, then they will know where to start. So let's recap. Take 5 tips for snow safety travel. Number 1, heed all weather forecasts, winter warnings. Number 2, call the road conditions hotline. Number 3, prepare your car for snow travel and personal prep. Number 4, stay put. And number 5, communicate. Thank you. I'm so grateful. I know that wasn't easy, but I appreciate you wanting to share your tips to avoid any future losses. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless. Take 5.